time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this podcast. Also, swing around to rotb.org. Sign up for the 77% weekly something spiritual, religious in your inbox 40 out of 52 weeks a year. Some lessons from my 4-year-old and 2-year-old. My 4-year-old was in my lap crying inconsolably because his sister had the beads that he wanted. Now, I knew that it wasn't really about the beads. See, Jane's out of town, and she needed some time off. I had taken a week off, and she was taking one night off. But as opposed to the week I took off where we prepared the kids for it, we kind of just got this going, and so she went off, and it's a little hard on a 4-year-old for a parent to disappear. Not that it was any great picnic while I was away. So he's crying hysterically about the beads. And I said, Em, maybe you're kind of upset because Mama isn't here. And he screams and wails, no, Annie has the beads. So I don't really think he was that upset about beads, but that's what he thought he was upset about. So that's what he was upset about. You understand how this is going and where this is going. We often look at somebody and we can see more clearly than they can their underlying problems or concerns. And well, the truth is, if they can't see it, then they can't see it. And if you're their therapist or confidant, maybe you can try to point it out. But if they don't want to see, they don't want to see. Similarly with my 2-year-old, she got very upset. Same beads, actually. He had them earlier in the day. And she was furious that he had the beads. It's not about the beads. You understand what I'm saying. Think about the things in your life. There's something called the 80-20 principle, that 80% of your problems might stem from only 20% of the things in front of you. And that if you attack that 20%, the things that are giving you the 80% of problems, you'll get through much quicker than if you only deal with the easy things first. I think it behooves all of us to keep in mind why we're upset when we're upset. That's it for today. Short and sweet. Spiritual religious advice this week. Don't try to fix people's problems that they don't want fixed. Let them be where they are. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.